If you feel stuck, like you're continuously experiencing some of the same patterns, the same old stagnant energy from the universe, today we're talking about how to move through that energy, to move forward with the support of your spirit guides so that you can bring in something fresh and new in your life.
Welcome to the Modern Life and Spirit Podcast, where we explore spiritual topics relevant to today's world. Your hosts, certified psychic medium, Christina Wooten, and Reiki master teacher, Robert Wooten, break down how to work with spirit to create more positive growth in your life. Consider this podcast your go-to spiritual resource for navigating the modern world.
Hey there, kindred spirits. Welcome to Modern Life and Spirit Podcast. It's me, Christina Wooten, certified psychic medium at SedonaMedium.com.
And I am Reiki master teacher, Robert Wooten. Hello and welcome.
Thank you for joining us on the show today. We are going to be talking about, you know, the co-creative process involves participating in the manifestations, in the creation, in the energy that is flowing and rolling your way. And so what happens when you just keep getting a lot of the same old, that's not representing your preferred reality? It's not representing the energy that you feel like you've been working hard towards, that you deserve, that you know deep within, that you've done that inner worthiness work, so you know that you deserve beautiful things, good things, high vibration energies, supportive energies to help you in this journey. So what happens when you just kind of keep getting a lot of blah? Or maybe it's not even blah. Maybe it's just like that feeling when you step in poop. It's just on your shoe and you keep trying to wipe it off on the sidewalk and you keep trying to wipe it off like on the grass and there's still these poo bits that you're having to deal with all the time.
See, I thought you were going to go a different direction with that. I was going to say something like, you're eating oatmeal, and what you really want is something much more glamorous than the oatmeal, but the poop thing works also.
It's all perspective, right?
It is. It is exactly.
It's all truth, it's, all perspective.
It's in the way of you thinking you want something good to happen in your life, and yet it's just not, or it's just not going the way you want it to go, or you feel like you need to manifest it to go.
And I feel deeply from what I've learned from our spirit guides, from our loved ones on the other side, that the universe wants to give to us. It wants to celebrate us, to elevate us, to support us deeply, to help us to actually understand the depths of how much we are truly loved and to be able to express that out in the world in a really beautiful, meaningful way. But when we're getting that ever-present poop feeling on the bottom of our shoe, it's really spirit, the universe saying, listen, this isn't working. Whatever you're doing or think you're doing, it's time to tweak it. Because if you want to be a co-creator, if you don't want to be the victim of the energy, you want to participate in the experience of what's coming through for you. If you just keep sitting on the sidelines for months and months and years going, I don't know, I'm trying, you know, I don't know, I've been meditating and doing my deep healing and doing this and it's still just not working and you're still getting just repeats of the exact same experience over. I mean, it's one thing if you're like getting tweaks and changes a little bit here and there, like it's adjusting or it's improving. But if you keep getting pretty much the same stuff over and over, it's telling you that the feedback is it's not enough. It's time to go deeper. It's time to be more extensive in the type of change that you're creating within your consciousness, within yourself. And you have to do something different. Sometimes, you know, the trick is you have to do something maybe a little extreme or a little bit unexpected to push yourself into that whole different reality, that whole different experience, because we're so patterned and our consciousness kind of holds on to these patterns of energy and likes to do the same thing. And it generates a comfort zone based on what that patterning in it is and how our mind is thinking about things. And so when we are really pushing ourselves outside the comfort zone, when we do something very different, very dramatic, when we step out in true trust and faith, that's when we get a big reward, because suddenly we've stepped out of that consciousness, which is generating the same old, same old, same old, and we start to step into something new. And the key is not stepping into something new and then being like, well, okay, I did one thing. Mm-hmm. It's like exploring the continued development of that. But I've been so inspired over the years hearing people share some of their stories with me about, you know, having deep trust and faith and just suddenly booking an airline ticket to somewhere, doing something they would never do, never have dreamed that they would do. But they felt the call, they felt something deep inside, and they had been resisting it for so long. And finally, they just booked that ticket. Or finally, they just quit that job that was so life draining and soul sucking. And, you know, maybe they didn't have a plan about what was going to be next, but they felt like, I know this is the next step, and I have just been so scared about what it means to do that. But at some point, we just go, oh, I just can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I just cannot. I'm going to go bonkers. I'm going to go completely nuts if I keep staying in the same cycle of energy. And when we move forward, when we make a big shift, when we get back into alignment with the growth and the journey, then we get new energy. We see pretty much immediately a quick change, a quick manifestation that just affirms you're on the right path, like it's okay. So you might, you know, suddenly make that one shift, and it doesn't necessarily take a couple of weeks for you to get that feedback, right? You'll get some sort of a sign right away that says, finally, good job, way to go. You're on the right track. Now keep moving.
Right. How does that saying go? If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you got. Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly right.
I mean, I do agree. And, you know, what we're talking about here is that pattern that just continuously keeps coming up over years and years. Mm-hmm. You know, where you just feel like you've been trying so many things and, you know, it just seems to not be working. I'm talking about some of that long-standing stuff. And the reason is, you know, sometimes we have to sit with things that suck. And sitting with things that suck help us to grow. They help us to dig deeper. They help us to learn to lean into what our intuition is. They help us to keep growing in acceptance, forgiveness, higher levels of development. But, you know, at a certain point, we've kind of done that deeper dig. We've done the deeper dive. We've sat with it. We've worked with it. We've learned. We've grown from it. We can feel, you know, hopefully some level of gratefulness of, you know, I've seen this have some positive effect in my life. Even if it was terrible, there's something in there. But once it's been a long, long time and you know the universe is trying to give you a message and you just seem to not be getting it, this is the time to, with abandon, with wild abandon, try new things, shift the energy, create a new thought, create a new pattern, make a big commitment, do the thing that you've been resisting, do what you know needs to happen, but you can't figure out exactly how to make it happen. Go ahead and just do it and let the universe put a net underneath you. Sometimes you have to take the leap of faith and then the universe will build a net underneath you. But the first action is to take that leap of faith, because it involves a little bit of insecurity. It involves nervousness, and that's what makes it a whole leap of faith. That's what makes the whole thing. So the message that I want to get across to you today is that, yes, you know, if you feel stuck in this pattern of old energy, you absolutely deserve all the beauty, all the good things. You deserve continued growth. You deserve new experiences. You deserve to continue your journey of development. And if you keep feeling like you're being held back from that, it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to do something different. And if you feel like you've done all the things and you keep having the same result, then it's time to go deeper. It's time to make a bigger commitment. It's time to be bold. It's time to look at where are you stopping yourself because you are so holding on to security that you can't let yourself take the next leap. And I want you to sit with that resistance, to look at it, to be honest with yourself on it, and then address it. Begin to address it. Even if it's scary and terrifying and nerve-wracking, you have to do something different to get different energy.
So pull out your bucket list and do one of them. Find one of those things that you say, well, one day I'm going to do this, or I hope I can do this one day. Well, Today is one day. Find one of those things and plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in effect.
I mean, there's a reason that we haven't done things. Like if you feel like you've tried all the things, but you haven't clearly, you know, there's a reason that you probably haven't, because it's scary, it's uncomfortable, It's a risk, or it's, you know, something that you didn't want. But that growth, that new perspective, that commitment to show like, no, I have to change this. I'm willing to try anything to make this shift. That energy and putting it forward in such a profound way, there's reward that comes from that. And it will lead you to the next thing. So even if you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this, but maybe it's helping you get unstuck right now. Maybe it's going to help create more of a creative mindset. Maybe you're letting go of attachment. Maybe you're releasing. And that leads you to the next step, which is really one that's more exciting for you, or joy-filled, or feels more in alignment. You know, very often we're walking a staircase and we get really frustrated at, we want to just take that leap from, you know, the bottom of the staircase to the top of the staircase of where we want to be. But in between, there are lots of little micro steps that help us to get there.
Right.
And we can't jump from, you know, here to step number 54. We have to take these micro adjustments and sometimes, you know, the bigger leaps that help us to get there. So wherever you are right now, if you've been feeling stuck, it's just a feeling. You can move through it. You can work through it. Know that your guides are helping to inspire you. And you can ask in your next reading, ask, you know, how can I create more change around this situation, around this experience in my life? Or ask, you know, your guides to inspire the kind of change that will truly bring about a big change in that circumstance or issue. But remember, you know, describe the kind of change that's your preferred experience in reality, and don't ask for something unless you really want it.
Right.
Keeping that in mind, because if you're asking for your guides to help, they are going to move some energy for you, and you want to be able to accept that as the gift that it is. So make sure that when you say it, you really mean it. If you want to open the gateway and open the door for some of the change that we've talked about, if you feel the call to really tap into your inner voice, to make a deeper connection with your life force energy, to free up some of those blockages that may be lying within your own energy, whether it's your chakras that are continuously manifesting things or things in your aura that are cluttering things up, if you want to be this vibrant being of light, fulfilling all of your potential energetically, then you might consider joining us for the Reiki 1 and the Reiki 2 class. That is the beginner's Reiki class, where we're teaching you about energy healing, how to connect with your higher self and connect with the divine to channel healing energy to yourself, and also to be able to share that with other people, whether from a hands-on perspective or to treat people from a distance. Our first class in 2024 is starting in April. So if you want to go ahead and make plans to join us for the April class, we'd love to have you there. You can register and find more information at SedonaMedium.com on the front page under Reiki classes, SedonaMedium.com. Thank you so much for joining us today for this little mindset moment with Spirit. We're grateful for our connection, for the ability to share with you today. I hope that you'll take some time to rate us, give us a review, and let us know how you're enjoying these episodes. All right. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Many blessings. Modern Life and Spirit podcast is for informational purposes only. The information provided is not intended to provide medical, psychological, legal, or financial advice. The information provided is not to diagnose or treat any medical or psychological illness. To read the full disclaimer, see SedonaMedium.com.